Thanks, Germany. Thanks, INC. Okay, as the US delegate, this proposal was submitted to the US industry and also to the world peanut, the World Peanut Organization, the folks who co-lead, the standard development. The general opinion they communicated was this proposal breaks new ground. It talks moving split and broken from 5% to 20% in extra class. Nobody would buy extra class with 20% broken. If you're buying whole kernels, usually it's 90, 95 and up of whole kernels. You don't want 20% of broken. And the same thing for class one, and for 30% for class two is borderline, but very few people trade in class two. What they explained was when class one gets to a certain point, a certain amount of broken, it is automatically defaulted to class two. So here they had 5%. The original was 5% in class one for split and broken halves. So if you had 5% in class one, and so if the amount in class one got to 10%, then it would automatically be defaulted to class two. And that is the way it works. That is what I was explained to, how I explained it works. And so they felt that that proposal was, it was new, and it's something they really wanted to study, seeing that they had just worked on the new standard, and the new standard was just adopted. So that was one of the issues. Another issue that was raised was the proposal was not too clear as to one section. It said, it says it was requesting an increase for allowances for split and broken halves of raw kernels, whereas only blanched kernels is mentioned in the justification. So the request was for split and broken halves of raw kernels. So this value would be exorbitant for raw kernels. Nobody would buy raw kernels at that. If it's for blanched kernels, it would be considered because blanching is done with heat, and the heat will pull the cotyledons aside. So that was one of the issues, one of the main issues they raised, another issue that was raised, sorry. Another issue was the seed coats. If you abolish the tolerance for seed coats, that means you can have a larger amount of seed coats, and that's not what trade wants. That's not how trade is done. For although the seed coats are light, they might be very little in weight, in mass, but having 1,000 pounds of peanuts with 1 pound of seed coats makes it look terrible. It makes it, it detracts from it as it's being poured, the appearance of the product. And that's another issue they raised about that. And they were concerned about the physical appearance of the product, because sometimes In most cases, though there's an agreement between the buyer and seller on the quality and on the price, but most times the buyers wait till they do the inspection to confirm before the final price is paid. So that is that's another concern they had on the defects. Now, again, seed coats on blanching. Blanching is done to remove the seed coats of peanut kernels. Therefore, after blanching, the seed coats are considered an extraneous matter, and it has to be scored as a defect when it is present, even if it's at 1% or 0.5%. So therefore, not having an allowance for seed coat kind of nullifies the blanching process. So the blanch check of the seed coats, but if you don't have an allowance for seed coats, then why blanch? If you don't have a low allowance for seed coats, why blanch? So yeah. And again, the seed coats, the tolerance or the allowance for seed coats in the standard only applies to blanch kernels, not to roasted and not to raw kernels. So one of the proposals it would be my proposal as the chair now to the specialized section. I recommend we keep this proposal and request a one-year evaluation of this proposal. I'll have the industry look at it. I'm requesting that because if we just completed a standard in November and it took us almost four years to do it, and within 6 months we have to come back and make such drastic changes to the standard, it questions our technical expertise, it questions our abilities and our reputation. Yes, the industry, the German industry has a concern, and it's a genuine concern. The specialized section itself must have a concern for its reputation. So I'd recommend we keep the proposal for a year and study it, give it to the industry, let them look at it all over again, and come back to us next year. Would this be satisfiable to you, Germany?